Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. How you doing? It's Dr. Mustakeem in the house. I thought I would come in this moment, in real time, in the time that I have right now, to talk about this amazing class that I've been teaching for a long time. And you saw the title. I hope you saw the description and what we're going to go into. I'm just going to jump right into it. And just so you know, the song that was that played before yours truly, the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. Yes, that was me singing on this song called Floating. All right. So what we're going to talk about tonight is this class that, again, I developed called Medicine, Healing, and Experimentation in the Contours of Black History, or MHE, as students who have taken the class know it. And this is the only class in the world, definitely in the country, but I know in the world, that I don't think that there's too many other people who have taught undergraduates. And we're just beginning. But I really privileged undergraduates to become more racially informed about the Black experience, African Americans' experiences, and more importantly, why there's such a delicate relationship in place with the American medical profession. Now, if anybody tells you that, oh, we're so beyond that, we're not. We're living in the legacy of a lot of moments, centuries, decades, and assertions of power that went on for long periods of time because of beliefs that one's race gives you superiority over another. What that means is that this course that was developed empowers students who show up, who are willing. No one is required to take this class. This isn't a part of any curriculum anywhere where it's required. And imagine a future if there was a day that a course like this could be required where you had to understand before you felt empowered to give someone advice on how they should live their life, before you felt empowered to have some invasive sort of method. What if you had to understand the long legacy of exploit, the long legacy of trauma, and more importantly, the long legacy of race that has created such a distrust for many, not all, yes, some, but a great many. This medical distrust, because of the history that has been forged on slave ships, off slave ships, on medical tables, in the South, in the North, in the East, in the West, across the globe, wherever that Black people have been, there's always been this curiosity about the body, the mind, the spirit. And then some will go so far as to say, I am entitled, I deserve to own you, I can use you in whatever way that I want. And so within this class, I want students to understand that before they apply for medical school, before they apply for to go into the public health field, to go into the community, to go back home, to go back to their communities and understand more, be informed and empowered. And so I wanted to actually just, and feel free to get a hold of me if you actually want a syllabus or you just want to know more. Because this is where the future needs to go. The doctors who weren't required, they should be now. Because if we're more racially intentional and that we want to overturn the long legacies of racism, then we have to begin with what do we know, what do we not know, what do we need to know, and then where do we need to unschool? Where do we go deeper to say that there's more here, that we need to understand the social history of medicine in America, in the globe, and more importantly, where and how Black people, people of African descent, fit in those medical understandings. And so this semester, for the first time ever, my numbers in this course have doubled. Not to say that my course wasn't popular, because I've taught it now for about 11, 12 years at Washington University in St. Louis. And I'm going to continue to teach it. And I'm going to continue to teach it, but even on a higher level so I can get to even more people. So I want you all to know that I want you to hear about the books that the students are having to read. And these books are amazing. They're important. We have 5 books, and I want you to hear them. The first book that they had to read, and they are reading, and every student that ever takes a class from me will have to read this really important award-winning book called Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage by the one and only Dr. Shawande Musakeem, came out 2016, University of Illinois Press. The other book that they're having to read is Medical Bondage, Race, Gender, and the Origins of American Gynecology. It came out in 2017, authored by Deirdre Cooper Owens. The other book that they have to read is called The Peculiar Institution and the Making of Modern Psychiatry, 1840 to 1880. Came out 2019, authored by Wendy Gonover, University of North Carolina Press. I forgot to add that Dr. Cooper Owens' book was University of Georgia Press. So kudos to every last one of these presses that I've mentioned. And if I didn't mention mine, University of Illinois Press. Okay, so the next book that they're going to have to read is called Backwater Blues. You heard me? Backwater Blues. The Mississippi Flood of 1917 in the African American Imagination. Came out 2014. And it's authored by my very good friend, Dr. Richard M. Mizell Jr. Again, Backwater Blues, University of Minnesota Press. And the other book they're having to read is called Asylum, From Asylum to Prison, Deinstitutionalization and the Rise of Mass Incarceration After 1945, authored by Ann Parsons, came out 2018, also University of North Carolina Press. So you see that it's a wide range of what the students are reading. And there's a variety of assignments that I always sort of give to them, and I just think outside the box, so that you're just always going to hear about. And one key feature of this course that is making it even more powerful for the future and for those who will deeply understand about the power of vibrations and energy. And we're not just talking about, okay, whoa, whoa, get your energy up. No. We're talking about when trauma happens, when disruption happens in the self or in the world or in a community, where and how, what are the solutions? And so this year, just like last semester, just like recently, I've started to step into a deeper role of empowerment where students are having to think more about how the community engages ways of healing. So they are required to be a part of community healing workshops. And the central part of that is they're being exposed by women of color who lead healing and peace and relaxation sessions through Reiki, which is an ancient immersive relaxation technique that has really transformed the globe. And more importantly, this is so these students can think about when we see disruption happening all over, what are the ways that we can empower the community? And more importantly, what about the communities of people of color, Black people, who are affected by trauma, and what are the ways and the solutions? So throughout the course, we have, they're reading something by Beverly Tatum called Defining Racism. Can we talk? That's in her amazing, really important book that I had to read in college called Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria? What a title, right? You should get it. 25 years ago, I think it came out, something like that. Then there's another article that, again, yours truly wrote, because, again, I believe in writing for the future and be further ahead than what people believe that you are. There's an article that I wrote that no American journal would publish, that a British journal known as the Atlantic Studies, they were the ones who saw value, and it came out, and it's my most popular article that I've written of anything that I've written, right with the book. It's called She Must Go Overboard and Shall Go Overboard, Diseased Bodies and the Spectacle of Murder at So. It's one of the few articles in the world that centers a Black woman's experience in the final moments of her life where she's left for dead in the middle of the ocean because of a northern slave trader, a Rhode Island slave trader. But you got to read it to find out. So again, I just read you the title. So there's another film that if you want to know about Sarki Bartman or Sarah Bartman, The Hottentot Venus. This case, so important. There's a documentary the students had to watch. It's called The Life and Times of Sarah Bartman, The Hottentot Venus. They also were required to read a chapter from Harriet Washington's book, Medical Apartheid, called, the chapter is called Circus Africanus, the popular display of Black bodies. And as you see, I'm really trying to chart over time where students can see how this has played out and created these very fragile relationships. So in addition to that, they are watching Haile Gerima's really important film called Sankofa, which is really asking the question, what if you were sent back to slavery so you could see the trauma and then come back and come full circle, and how do we move forward? So in addition to that, they're reading Todd Savitz, such an important article that came out in 1982. It's called The Use of Blacks for Medical Experimentation in the Old South, and it came out in the Journal of Southern History, again, 1982, pages 331 through 348. So let's see. Then there's another important article that they have to read by a really important scholar by the name of Wilma King, Dr. Wilma King, and it was an article that came out in the oldest Black history journal in the globe that was started by Carter G. Woodson, and this article is called Mad Enough to Kill, Enslaved Women, Murder, and Southern Courts. And again, this article came out in the Journal of African American History, which is the only and oldest professional Black history journal, the Journal of African American History. So another piece that I needed the students to understand is that this course is set up so you can know pre-Tuskegee and post-Tuskegee. So you notice that I haven't used a book this year on Tuskegee, but that does not mean they're not reading about it. So in fact, they're reading a chapter from another chapter from Harriet Washington's book, Medical Apartheid, called, the chapter's called A Notoriously Syphilis-Soaked Race, What Really Happened at Tuskegee. Last year, I was fortunate to go to Tuskegee for their annual bioethics conference, and they invited me because they saw the value in my book, Slavery at Sea. And through that, wow, I am just restored even more in my understanding and my faith that we all owe it to that history. We owe it to the people who are still living to go to Tuskegee, know the difference between the Tuskegee University, the Tuskegee syphilis study. It is really important. In fact, last week, as some people have heard me mention, myself and five other scholars, we were included in a Vox article that came out called Six Myths About Black People in American History. And I authored the small bite-sized write-up about the Tuskegee syphilis study. So you get a chance to check it out. Vox, V is in Victor, V-O-X. It came out February 18th. It's getting circulated everywhere. So again, back to this course. So the last film, in fact, there's two films that the students are going to watch. There's a documentary about the 1927 Mississippi flood that the students are going to have to watch. That way they can think about and visually see what it is that Dr. Mazzella is getting students to understand about what happens when environmental disasters happen, and then racially, how do we make sense of it? And then how do we access that history by way of African Americans? And what's so brilliant that he does is he draws upon musical lyrics, blues. How brilliant. Oh my gosh. And you see that I opened up with music. See, music is central as well to this course. Now, the other and final film that I'm going to be using is Frankie and Alice. And this is because this entire course, I wanted students to look historically, it's about the Black mind. So if mental health is mattering, race is going to matter even more, because we have to be attentive to, yes, the movement of people of African descent in and out of asylums and mental hospitals and mental institutions, but we also have to think about the everyday moments of mental illness or bipolar disorder that can play out, or schizophrenia. There's another important book that oftentimes I use, but just in order for me to keep up with the newer scholarship, I was trying to place a couple others, but Jonathan Metzl's really important book, Protest Psychosis, How Schizophrenia Became a Black Disease. Look for it. It's important. There are a lot of people who still keep in touch with me about this course, and they continue to tell me that that book really significantly shaped the contours of their own path. So again, I'm moving pretty fast because I want you to be empowered that the conversations are happening, but some of you are not a part of it, and that's because you choose to not be a part of it or because you haven't been exposed. Well, now you're exposed. You cannot unknow. You can't unknow. I know you hear me. You can't. I just gave you so much information, and guess what? This is going to be out there for a while until someone says, get rid of it. They won't. Who knows? Most people can't even predict which way that I'm going to go. But this course has been transformative. And that's the way that I've always known. The moment that I started working at Washington University, I knew that if there's a medical leaning, then I need to make sure that I'm a part of those conversations. And yet, I will also tell you that the course came when I was in graduate school. And I knew then, after hearing a lecture about the father of gynecology, do you know who he is? But I thought you told me that you knew all that there was, that we already know about race and medicine. And we, you know, medical history doesn't matter. It's just, it's equal. It's equal. No, it's not. No, no. If you can't keep up with the timeline, if you can't even tell me when the American Medical Association was founded, then you kind of might need to go even deeper and start earlier. If you believe that the exploit of Black people and this medical profession within North America alone started in the 20th century, then it sounds like you and your colleagues might need to read some Black history. You might even need to read Slavery at Sea, because the medical world has had its more than its gaze, its hand, intricately on Black bodies, in Black bodies, in ways that compensate it, in ways that advance one's career. And you need to understand where it started, where it evolved, how it evolved. How did we get to this point? Many people do not want to talk about that. But this course empowers students to begin to think about that. And hopefully maybe in the future you can be empowered as more courses like this are made available. But there's no other course like this in the country. So guess what? It should be waiting on me until it's time that I decided that, okay, all right. Here you go. More people need to know this. And it's my students that are pushing me to remind me, like, this needs to be a part of the national curriculum. And I hadn't even considered on that level. I'm just excited and grateful to be able to have the opportunity to empower the future in this way. These young minds, and many of whom have gone on to medical school, many of whom who, yes, have taken this course, that he's taken several courses from Dr. Musa King, who are lawyers now, doctors, in medical school, in residency programs, and even more. So through this, tonight, you can't say you didn't know at all, you know, back in the day, they didn't teach us that. Well, you know what? Guess what? I just gave you a whole lot more than I think that you probably were taught then, because even I wasn't taught that. I wasn't taught it in high school. I mean, I was lucky to get African-American studies, but at the same time, it's a new day. It is a new century. And so everything that I come on here and talk about is about your empowerment. There's so much that you can know. Don't worry. There's a master syllabus coming some way, somehow. These students, they've been staying on me, and they keep me engaged in, we need to talk about this more. That more people need to be informed. Why are they having to wait until college? Why aren't we empowering these in conversations, both within corporations, within schools, at home, much earlier? Don't be late. Don't wait. Start now. Go look for that book, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. I promise you, even if you just go jump to chapter 6, it's going to blow your mind when we're talking about medical history, when we're thinking about Black bodies. That book has become a game changer. I teach medical history, so I know that it fills a void. It helps me to connect what many people have bypassed the whole process. You want to jump off Coast of Africa and go straight into the plantation without understanding the interlocking of many systems, including professionals, slave ship surgeons, who some paid to become involved in the slave trade, some paid to buy enslaved people, some doctors, southern, northern. Oh, give me those 2-for-1 sale. I can get those too. Yeah, they were buying Black people on clearance, like a clearance rack, missing eyeballs, missing hands. But hey, go read Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and the Sickness in the Middle Passage, and you will be informed. So tonight, again, this is just a mere taste, so you can begin to be empowered and know that there's even more. And where I'm going to go even further is I'm hoping to empower my students to think about how we empower you all. What is it that they're learning from? Maybe they want to share with you, share their research, because that's another crucial part of this course. That yes, you can learn about history and what different people have explained and made available for us to understand in evolution over time. But it is also the histories that these students can uncover. So that means choosing a decade and beginning to trace a story. And as a result of this course and many other courses, I've seen so many students who are now professionals go on and advance in very interesting ways. Even if that means going on to, I've just had so many amazing papers that have come through this class. I tell you, for those who finally will begin to see the value of academics, and more importantly, those who dig up Black histories, that's where you can get for future films and documentaries that are going to come. I've always seen the future in that regard, but it's only when, if and only when, academics, and including Black academics, Black people who are academics with PhDs, are included in the conversation and not just their book, or not just a reference to their book. I mean, my book is in the National African American History Museum. So that means that my brain has a whole lot to offer to the conversation in the same way a lot of my colleagues do. So what I'm getting at is that the future is bright, so at the end of the semester, my students are having to produce papers for a symposium, a first of its kind that I put together. Hey, sure, yeah, it'll be in class. There's a lot of them. But it's going to be called Hands on the Past, Blackness and the American Medical Historical Research Symposium. And the reason why is because I want people to understand that this is all medical related, and it is North American related, and it is research related. That means that the students, they're already well into their research. They're digging in to the newspapers and really thinking about the past so that way they can inform the present. So stay tuned for a whole lot, especially, again, I always tell you all, wherever there's a Mustakeem, but most especially when there's this Mustakeem, Dr. Shawande Mustakeem in the house. When I'm in the house, when I'm there, you will be empowered even more deeply than you can ever imagine. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I was talking about this incredible course that, hey, you know what, contact me, just reach out. Mustakeem, M-U-S-T-A-K-E-E, at WUSTL, W-U-S-T-L.edu. Again, I'm the only Shawande Mustakeem in the world. You can find me online. But the course, again, that I talked about tonight is called Medicine, Healing, and Experimentation in the Contours of Black History. So if you'd like to be empowered, maybe if you want me to come and empower you and your colleagues, empower your students in a small group session or something, just be informed, because my students and decades of my students are well ahead of many, and that's because they showed up. So if you want to show up in that same way and you want to learn more, then send me an email. I'm the only one in the world. Again, that book you should start with, that you should look at, go run and order it right now, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. All right, looks like my time is just about up. I just want to say thank you and blessings to everybody. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. All right now. Bye-bye now.